Welcome to Super Talk, the podcast that scratches your superhero itch. Just two suburban dads nerding out over superhero stuff on the small screen and the big. Buckle up, people. Enjoy the ride.
Welcome to Super Talk, the weekly podcast dedicated to news and reviews of comic book media on the big and small screen. This is episode number 22. I'm your host, Brian Professor Pettis, and with me, as always, is my illustrious co-host, Titanium Tony Estrella. Titanium Tony Estrella. Titanium.
Mr. Pettis, how was your Memorial Day weekend?
Yeah, up and down, kind of like yours. Down then up, right?
It absolutely sucked. The weather was blowicious.
Yeah, we'll first apologize to the listening audience and our subscribers for a little bit of a delay in the podcast this weekend. We had a holiday weekend, Memorial Day, and you did some traveling. Yep. I did some traveling. We had some commitments, and we're like, well, we can try to do it remotely via Zoom and do all this other stuff and try to, while we're visiting with our families, take some time out to do the. And we're like, yeah, screw it. We'll do it when we get back.
Yeah, we do it when we get back. And, you know, the weather really sucked, but I guess it gave you time to reflect about what Memorial Day is really about, those who served and gave their lives to this great country. So thank you. And that's what Memorial Day was really about. But the weather did suck.
Yeah, it was bad. And Saturday and Sunday, low to mid 50s,
freezing
rain, wind.
Brutal.
It was just and literally had been 80 degrees for five straight days, and
All
of a sudden the weekend hit and it was like boom.
Yeah, shit done. The bed. The yeah. Weather shit the bed. But you know what, we're here and looking forward to this show, so
let's go. All right, well, first, before we get started, we want to thank our sponsor, Studio GG Studios, home of the Man Band, Corn on the Cob. Thanks for your continued support. Please visit their YouTube page. Give them a like, give them a subscribe, check out what they're up to. They support us, so please support them.
G Studios. Those are my people out there, so please give them some love.
And we also want to thank the listening audience that brings the show to you, and that's our patrons, patreon.com/supertalk. You want to become a patron of the show, $1 per episode, that's all it takes, and you're supporting the show directly. You're the ones bringing the show to the audience. So not only are you listening, but you're supporting the show directly, and we really appreciate those of you who've signed up to be a patron.
Yeah, I think it's time to get those people something.
We'll definitely talk about that.
Yeah. Right after the show. Let's talk about giving them a little something special.
We should do that.
Okay, good.
All right, so let's move into the news and reviews section this week, and we've got a few things to discuss. First, I wanted to kind of jump into your first impressions of the MODOK series. So MODOK came out on Hulu. Series by Marvel. It is a Marvel character, MODOK.
Mm-hmm. A villain.
A villain. Traditionally has been a villain in the comics. Led, AIM, Advanced Idea Mechanics.
Yeah.
And MODOK is an acronym. It stands for Mechanized Organism Designed Only for Killing.
Yes.
I think that's what MODOK stands
for. Yeah.
But the show premiered on Hulu a couple weeks ago. And I'd like to hear your first impressions. What do you think?
It was okay. You know, I wasn't, you know, doubled over laughing.
It's raunchy, right?
It's very raunchy. They've got cuss words in it. So it is raunchy.
Oh, so it's right up Titanium's
alley. Absolutely. So it's like a Rick and Morty type of show. It's, you know, it's a little edgy.
So the voice of MODOK is Patton Oswalt, right?
Yes.
And
he's hilarious.
He's been involved in Marvel projects before.
Yeah.
He was, well, I think famously known for the TV show Community. Is that what he was on? Or was it Parks and Rec? It was one of those two. But
he was on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
He was an Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. and played kind of like the, I don't know.
Funny twin
brothers, yeah. Right? Yeah. And he's a funny guy. If you look him up, you'll know who he is. But he's the voice of MODOK, and he's hilarious. I mean, he really is a funny guy.
Yeah, don't worry, people. The whole show isn't about MODOK. We got Eternals. We got Disneyland's Avengers Campus. We got some stuff coming on, so stick with us. I thought it was okay. I mean, nothing to write home about. It was funny. I'm in episode 3. I'm not, like, rushing to finish the series, which tells me that it's not as good as other series that are out there. It's funny,
and it's
though.
Claymation, right?
It is.
Or stop motion animation or whatever,
yeah,
right, that they're
yeah
using. But this is, I think, giving us a preview of what Marvel is using Hulu for, Disney's using Hulu for, is kind of their raunchier type of content they want to put on Hulu.
Right.
We've been told that they're planning a potential Deadpool animated series, yeah, or something that might be going on Hulu. And so this is type of the genre.
If it's
going to
be R-rated, it's going to be on Hulu.
Right.
So that's what I'm getting from it. So,
all
okay.
Right. Oh, cool. All right. Well, then we alluded to it. So let's talk about, we finally this past week got a full teaser trailer for the Eternals. So we got that little snippet from the Marvel
Phase 4,
you know, go back to the theater celebration, yeah, you know, a preview that we had the week prior. But last week we did get the full Eternals preview, teaser trailer. So what did you think? Well, I mean, what's your first impression of that?
Just like I thought about the clips from before, I think visually it's going to be stunning. But I'm going to be honest with you. It did not get me excited for the film. And I know it's a teaser, Tony. It's a teaser, Titanium. It's a teaser. You can't take it but with what it is. And to be honest, it didn't get me excited about the film. It really didn't. Visually, it looks stunning. Like the special effects, their, kind of space magic that they do, very similar to the Doctor Strange, but very different and elegant. Visually, it looks stunning. The shot on the cliff is still just really cool. But it did not get me excited. There's a lot of questions, I'm sure. Don't get me wrong. I'm going to be in the theater. I'm going to be, I'm going to be beating the...
I will be there, paying my $20 to watch it.
No question. Right. I will be beating the Marvel drum as usual. But I'm going to be honest. I didn't get me excited for the movie.
I think there are three primary reasons why Marvel decided to make this movie. Three pretty big ones. One, they're introducing a reason as to why mutants exist. And I think they're potentially using the Celestials and the Eternals as a way to explain how the humans could mutate in some way, somehow. So
I'm
think
following you.
It might be the way that they're introducing mutants into the MCU.
Take me to school, Professor.
Right.
Go.
So that could be the reason number one. Number two, we want to explain more than they've explained thus far, the Celestials, their role in the universe, how they've somewhat dictated how certain species have evolved and how humans kind of came to be,
right,
and how people got superpowers and things like that. And explaining who the Celestials are and who the Eternals are. And
I think
like
we're going to see a Celestial in this.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Or at least part of one.
Okay. I think it's going to be in San Francisco, and it's going to be on Earth, this huge thing.
Okay. And then the last reason why I think they're doing this is to introduce two very important characters who are going to play a big role in Marvel movies going forward. And that's...
The Black Knight,
Dane Whitman, and Cersei.
Okay.
Those two characters specifically have been in the Avengers many times for many runs in the past.
Okay.
And we know Cersei is on the Eternals roster. She's going to be in this movie.
Yeah.
And Dane Whitman, the Black Knight, is in this movie.
Yeah, we've seen him.
And they've both been in the Avengers before. Now, the rest of the Eternals characters, and again, we've talked about this when they talked about making this movie, the Eternals were... I wouldn't even call them B-list characters.
I agree with you.
They were kind of C-list. I mean, it's not like the Eternals comic was incredibly popular and sold very well.
Right.
There were some limited runs over the years. A team, developed by Jack Kirby, and a lot of Neil Gaiman was another person who kind of did a lot of stuff with the Eternals.
So your theory is a means to an end. A means to the end, which the end is explaining how mutants came about.
When Kevin Feige decided to make a movie on Guardians of the Galaxy, I was excited because that was, I think, a team that was underrepresented in the comics. And therefore, you put the right actors and the right characters, and you can have a great movie. And they did, and they proved that. I never saw that with the Eternals. I wasn't like, oh my gosh, I can't wait till the Eternals come to the movie theater. I was like, really? The Eternals? I mean, there's so many... Wouldn't you rather see their MCU version of the X-Men before you see the Eternals?
Or Fantastic Four or Blade?
Or the Inhumans? Or I mean, there's plenty of other teams that you'd rather see versus the Eternals.
I got a bad taste in my mouth about the Inhumans, so
well,
let's not add them.
Well, that TV show that they ended up doing was horrible.
Awful.
But I do think that they're using this movie as a way to kind of move forward their agenda. I don't see an Eternals 2 coming out in the future.
Okay, yeah.
I don't see many of those Eternal characters playing big roles in future Marvel movies going forward. Now, is it possible that one or two of them might show up? Maybe. Mm-hmm. And we don't know what the future of the, I mean, who knows? Some of them may die in the movie. We don't know what the plot of the movie is at this point in time.
Very interesting. I agree with you. It is a teaser. I'm going to take it for that. I was excited about this movie. Very excited.
The special effects look great.
They do look great. Visually, I think it's going to be stunning. Kevin Feige himself hyped it up and really gave it a pat on the back and said it was probably one of the best pitches that he's ever seen. And when he saw it or saw some of the cuts from it, he was stunned with visually how it came out. So I'm excited to see it, but this trailer did not get me excited. It gave no storyline. And then the big one for me is like, where the hell were you when Thanos was snapping away the universe? Did you help? I mean, it's not unlike Marvel to go back and show that, yes, the Eternals, they were involved in the fight in their own way. They were involved and they did this and they were doing this. And
like they did with the Ancient One in New York. She was fighting the invasion.
Chitauri,
in New York, but she was doing it from her
rooftop.
From a sanctum.
Protecting
right.
the sanctum, which right. is what she was supposed to be doing. So could that be a storyline? Sure. I've also heard that they have... Sprout, the little one, the smaller one who's...
Sprite?
Sprite.
Sprite.
Sprite. I said Sprout. Sprite, the little one, is actually very old and very ancient and actually takes their memory away from them. And so that they don't interfere with humans anymore because their interference is causing other ancillary issues. So... And
there's got to be
an
explanation
for
somewhere.
That.
Why weren't they involved in? Because
not in the teaser trailer though. We're still in the dark.
If the Eternals, theoretically, the Eternals were put on Earth to protect
humans.
Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't they be involved in protecting humans from a cataclysmic event like
right.
the snap?
Right. So the Celestials, made Eternals to come to Earth and experimented on humans. And there was some humans, there was some Eternals, and then the bad of that went wrong with the Deviants. And the Deviants are still on Earth, supposedly somewhere buried underneath the Earth. And the Eternals were left there to kind of look after the humans.
Let's clear that up. The story originally was...
This is what the movie supposedly has said, but...
The original story is... The Celestials came to Earth and wanted to, cultivate human life on Earth. And they created the Deviants to protect that human life. They created the Deviants to do that.
Uh-huh.
And the Deviants started protecting that sentient life on Earth, but then they started to hunt it as well. And so they ended up having to create the Eternals to hunt the Deviants who were hunting
the humans.
And there's kind of a story there that the Deviants were the original protectors, but then they ended up becoming...
The circle of life. Yeah. Is this
right.
the Lion King?
Right.
Are we talking about?
Exactly.
Yeah. Crazy.
So we'll kind of... Hopefully the movie gets into that, and hopefully the movie explains why they weren't involved with the whole Infinity...
They have to. That's social media is blowing up about it, a matter of fact. It's like angry fans are like, well, where were you when Thanos?
Right.
You couldn't help out?
Right.
Icarus? Whatever. Okay.
All right, so my take from you is the teaser did nothing to get you too excited about the movie, and you're kind of a little bit...
I'm on the fence now.
Yeah.
I wasn't before, but now I'm on the fence. Like we said about Spider-Man, No Way Home, I still think it's busy. How are they going to put all that together? I get it, the multiverse, they're going to bring that into it.
It's even getting more complicated.
It's even getting more complicated. Yeah. So I just don't know how it's going to pull it off. I think... I said this, and I've said this a couple of times in the podcast as well as the shows, that I feel like Wonder Woman 84 was bigger than it needed to be. They tried to make this world-altering event. It was bigger than it needed to be, and I think it ruined the movie. That, and they shit the
sometimes
bed with the
80s music.
Sometimes
you can just punch people for 90 minutes, and we'll be happy with it, right? It's like you don't have to have some world-altering.
John Wick proved that.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So...
All right. So, and we'll hopefully get into that at some point. I mean,
yeah.
And that, and again, that movie's been done for a year and a half.
Sure. Yeah.
It was supposed to come out last year.
Yeah.
And so now we're it's supposed to come out last October, November. Now it's going to come out this October, November. Yeah. So I'm sure even the actors are at this point in time are like, all right, release the movie already. I mean,
yeah,
Christ.
I know. Hey, happy birthday to Tom Holland if he's listening.
Oh yeah, Tom Holland's birthday today. Yeah. And there were, oh my God, that
the rumors.
The rumor mill about Spider-Man No Way Home, yeah. And they were like, "Oh, the trailer's coming soon." Okay, so let's just break this down a little bit. So here's the rumor mill of the Spider-Man trailer. Well, I'm going to monitor all of Sony's YouTube pages across the globe. So they have a YouTube page for Germany, YouTube page for England, they have a YouTube page for US, they have a YouTube page for Japan. YouTube pages everywhere.
You weren't doing this, were you?
No, no, no.
You were just saying
no,
the
this
internet.
Is just the internet's
the internet,
doing this.
Yeah.
And then the minute that they changed the title graphic on their YouTube page to Spider-Man No Way Home, that's when they're going to release the trailer, because they did that when they did the Venom trailer. They released it all as the Venom. And,
oh.
And so they're now theorizing, oh, all these YouTube pages are changing their home screen graphic to the Spider-Man No Way Home logo. It's going to come out any day now. And they're like, wait a minute. Tuesday is Tom Holland's birthday. It's got to come out in June 1st now. And I'm like, oh, my God. I think you said earlier, I would be shocked if they don't do it with Black Widow.
Yeah.
Now we'll absolutely get it with that.
I think so too.
But I think in the next couple weeks, is there a possibility? And I think the theater, or the studios are trying to do stuff to get people excited about going back to the theaters.
Yeah.
And so if I told you, hey, if you go see, what's the rabbit movie that's coming out, the Easter rabbit movie that's coming out, supposedly.
Oh, Peter Rabbit.
Peter Rabbit, that's a Sony movie.
Yeah.
And so the theory now is Peter Rabbit comes out in 2 weeks, and they're like, oh, with a new Peter Rabbit, they're going to drop the trailer in the theaters with Peter Rabbit, because they want people to go into the movie theaters and see Peter Rabbit. And if it's nothing else, you go in and see a 30-second or a minute-long trailer for Spider-Man, then that may get you excited.
Unfortunately, it'll be released online, and that...
Well, yeah, they do that simultaneously, right? But
I don't know. I saw A Quiet Place over the holiday weekend, A Quiet Place 2. The theater was packed. It was packed. And John Krasinski came on and thanked everybody for coming to see it in the theater.
People
it was
are
cool.
dying to get out of wherever
I
they
tell
are.
You what, it was great sitting in the seat and watching the big screen.
Yes, it is.
It really was.
All right, well, let's move on. You got another piece of news here about Sony casting that we got this week, right?
Yeah, Aaron Taylor Johnson, the old Quicksilver, is being cast as Kraven the Hunter for Sony, right? It's a Sony film.
They're going to make a Kraven the Hunter solo film.
Solo.
So to develop the character that is ultimately going to interface with Spider-Man and the Sinister Six at some point in time.
Yeah, so we also, speaking of that, we also know that Sony's president came out and said that all these villains and everything, there's going to be a Sinister Six movie. He basically admitted that. And we kind of knew that. We've talked about this before.
Well, the funny thing about the Aaron Taylor Johnson casting is that they didn't cast him because he had been in a Marvel movie or that he had played a Marvel character.
Yeah, you were saying this. That's interesting.
He's in another Sony movie with Brad Pitt, I believe.
It is Brad Pitt. It's a Brad Pitt and him.
And Sony, loved the guy. They're like, this guy is awesome. He's fantastic. We should cast him in some role. He'd be great Kraven. Oh, my God, he would. Absolutely. Let's do it. And they're like, oh, wait a minute. You know he played Quicksilver in the Marvel movies? And they're like, we didn't know that. Who cares? We're still going to cast him as Kraven. I like him. He's a good actor. I think his time in the MCU was too short. I couldn't believe they killed him off in Age of Ultron. But, yeah. Hey, what a great role for him to get. Fantastic.
Huge role. Big movie commitment.
Kraven is a great character.
Yeah.
Very deep character. And he's definitely one that could carry a movie and a plot. And I think very similar to what DC's doing with Black Adam.
Uh-huh.
You could do the very same thing with Sony with Kraven. Develop an anti-hero, kind of a guy that, give him a backstory.
Yeah.
Why is he the way he is?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden one day he decides, I'm going to hunt Spider-Man, and... boy, that would be a great movie.
That'd be a very good movie.
And then he does become part of the Sinister Six at some point in time. And as you alluded to, we've got this Sony's president of I think it live action motion pictures came out and said and confirmed there is a Spider-Verse.
Yes.
That Morbius and Venom and Spider-Man
and Carnage
and Carnage, they all coexist, and Kraven, and they all coexist.
Yes.
And they will coexist in a single movie universe at some point in time. How they come together and why they come together,
wait and see. But we have a plan.
We will be showing this to you.
We have a plan.
Right.
That was interesting. I thought that was kind of cool.
He basically said, just watch the next Venom movie. You won't miss Spider-Man. And then people are like, wait a minute, you won't miss Spider-Man? Well, does that mean Spider-Man's in it? Or does that mean that they kind of allude to it?
Or the Daily Bugle, he kind of alludes that Spider-Man is around.
So I think this new deal that Sony and Marvel worked has really opened things up for both companies.
Yeah.
I think the restrictions have been lifted. I believe Sony is now fully invested in Marvel's future and vice versa.
Yeah.
I mean, the Sony president said, look, we don't consider our Spider-Verse a 600-character universe of its own. We consider it a Marvel universe. And I believe the deal that Marvel and Sony struck with each other was, okay, Marvel now has access to Sony's characters and vice versa.
Yeah.
Sony can kind of pull from Marvel's characters too. And I think that's going to, for the fans,
yeah,
we just want a single Marvel universe. We could care
what
studio produces it, whatever. Just give me a single Marvel universe.
And good stories and good writing.
Yeah.
That helps.
Good actors. And yeah, exactly.
So, I like it. I think it's going to be good. Yeah. I'm interesting to see this. Kraven, correct me, Professor. Kraven the Hunter, Russian? Is he a Russian guy? Was he a Russian?
I don't know if he's Russian.
Or South African?
I don't know if he's Russian.
He's got an accent.
He may be like, well, he's maybe Eastern European, but I'm not sure if he's Russian.
Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe an
accent. Stump me. I don't know. All right. News this week was Thor Love and Thunder completed principal photography. So they are done filming.
Wow. That's going to be interesting. No leaks. Nothing.
We've got a few set photos and things like that. We know what Thor's new costume looks like and a few things. We know the Guardians of the Galaxy are the movie. Those are some of the leaks that we got from the set. We did hear the whole Russell Crowe, I'm playing,
Hercules.
Zeus.
Is it Hercules or Zeus?
Zeus.
It's Zeus. Zeus. You're right. Okay.
Yeah, I'm playing Zeus. So those are some of the things we got. But yeah, not a lot about the plot. Not a lot else. And the whole Jane Foster is going to, Mjolnir is going to come back at some point in time. We don't know any of that. But I mean, the fact that they're done, that movie is on track for next spring.
Oh, yeah. I think all the studios are on track and all the shows are on track to be completed and finished and delivered.
I tell you, the delay that we went through, and again, starting this July with Black Widow coming out, we are going to be on a freaking high speed roller coaster from July
2022.
July this year through July 2023.
Yeah.
High speed roller coaster.
Yeah. Well, it's, they just added a movie to 2023.
Disney Plus series. Disney Plus series. Movie. Disney Plus series. Yeah. Movie. Yeah. Disney Plus series. I mean, literally, we're going to have so much content, we're not going to know what to talk about.
Good for us.
Yeah.
Well, we will. We'll finally have something to talk about.
Yeah.
Something specific. That's awesome. Yeah. Loki comes out next Wednesday.
Excited. Week from this Wednesday. Week from tomorrow. So we get Loki next week, and we're very excited about that. I think that show is going to be establishing some keystone kind of plot points for things going forward.
Moving forward.
Another thing I heard this week, WandaVision, or like today I heard it, WandaVision, Elizabeth Olsen's doing some promos right now for, I guess it's award season or nomination season, right? So they're looking to be nominated for Emmys.
Yeah.
Because that's where WandaVision would be. And she was doing some press and talking about, you know, one thing we didn't really get into detail on in my show was that, you know, my powers have evolved.
Right.
Not only do I have these hex powers, which you saw in the show, but I can traverse the multiverse as well. And
she's a Nexus being.
And I think we'll see that in Doctor Strange. But that was supposed to set some of that stuff up. And I think Loki's going to set some things that they're going to be really great too. And Tom Hiddleston's awesome. So we're looking forward to that.
Yeah,
Audience, we're really looking forward to seeing that show. And then finally, I did want to point out that Moon Knight is going to start filming here in the next, I think they said the next 60 days, they're going to start principal photography for Moon Knight. We did get some behind the scenes footage of Oscar Isaac
training
to be Moon Knight, badass, showing the type of martial arts that he's going to be using as his character. Boy, I'm excited for this.
Like a Brazilian jiu-jitsu training. Man, it looks good.
Yeah.
It looks good. You know me. I'm a big Moon Knight fan. I'm hyped for that Mark Spector. I'm really looking forward to seeing how they portray his multiple personalities and how he becomes.
And I think they nailed the casting. Oscar Isaac is perfect to play that character.
So great.
Yeah.
What a great actor. Yeah. And I'm excited. I don't want to get too hyped because I'm getting hyped about these things and I don't want to be let down, but. You saw this, right? That the Marvel casted the Happy Gilmore, Shooter McGavin, Christopher McDonald in the Secret Invasion show, and they added a couple of other actresses and actors. Man, they're loading that show up, aren't they? With some heavy names.
And that one, I don't think we have an exact timeline of when that's coming out. But I do think it feeds into some of the movies that are on the slate that we know about already.
Yeah.
So see, and I think we've alluded to this in the past. The whole theory behind the Secret Invasion storyline is the Skrulls, which we saw in the original Captain Marvel movie, are a race of aliens that can change their shape to look like anybody. Uh-huh. They're shapeshifters. Mm-hmm. In the comics, they have traditionally almost always been bad guys. Yeah. Like they, you know, they're evil. And the Kree and the Skrulls always fought each other. Now, they're both equally bad for different reasons, but they've always fought each other. Secret Invasion is a storyline in the comic books about the Skrulls invading Earth, taking key roles in the government and on superhero teams, and, you know, shapeshifting to become those characters. And then all of a sudden it comes out, well, oh my God, this character's been a Skrull for this long or whatever.
Right.
They're, like you said, they're casting some big people in that show, which makes me believe that show is going to play a pivotal role in some of the future things that are happening in the MCU. And I believe that's slated for summertime next year or fall next year.
2022.
Mm-hmm. Right. So we're looking at maybe leading into the Marvels movie and some other things that are coming down the road that we know or should have some tie-ins.
So Phase 4 basically announced two movies. Let's just put it this way. They slotted dates for two movies in 2023. And yesterday they announced two more slotted dates for movies for 2023. And speculation is one is Captain America 4. The other one is Blade.
So the ones that they didn't tell us about, they didn't give us a date for. So we got the Marvels, which is going to be early in the year.
Yes.
Then right after that, they said they showed the Fantastic Four logo.
Correct.
But they didn't give a date.
No.
But now they said that there's two more coming out that year.
Yes.
And theoretically, it's going to be
Blade,
Captain America
4. And Captain America
4.
Theoretically.
In 2023.
Wow. Yeah.
Four movies in 2023, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
And we're getting four next year, too.
We're getting four next year.
Yeah.
And hopefully we get four this year. Black Widow, Shang-Chi.
Eternals. Spider-Man.
And Spider-Man.
Yeah. Yeah. Spider-Man's one of those ones I consider like half, because it's half Sony, half Marvel. Okay. But yes.
All right.
Yeah, you're right. And well, again, you want to count Venom, you want to count, I mean, there's like a million that we could kind of count, but.
When did they push back Morbius to?
That's next spring, next March, I believe.
Next March, yeah, I think you're right.
And it must not have any kind of massive tie-in with anything that's going on with Spider-Man or Venom or anything, because, that was supposed to, remember, that was the movie that was supposed to come out the week after the COVID virus hit.
Yeah. That's been in.
Then we had that. We had that Vin Diesel movie, Blood Spot or Blood. What was it?
Bloodshot.
Bloodshot. That came out literally the week the theaters
shut down.
Shut down.
Yeah.
And Morbius was supposed to come out that next Friday.
Yeah.
And then we had Black Widow coming out like a week later,
mm-hmm.
and that all got pushed back. Pushed. But yeah, so, I mean, Morbius is now going to be 2 years delayed. Oh my gosh. Yeah. You know, that movie's been done forever as well. All right. Well, let's get into the top of the week this week.
Yeah. You picked a good one. This is good.
Yeah, I decided to pick something that somewhat topical and somewhat timely, but something that some people might find interesting as well. And you and I alluded to this earlier on a previous episode that Disney and Marvel are making some investments in theme park attractions centered around Marvel characters.
Yeah.
We did a whole topic of the week one episode about why Marvel can't use these characters in Florida because of Universal Studios and the
East
rights that they have.
East of the Mississippi. Yeah.
Right. However, they don't have those same restrictions outside or west of the Mississippi or outside of the eastern United States. And so we've been told that Marvel's making these investments. Now, they did announce they are launching a Avengers-based part of their theme parks in three different parks. Disney's California Adventure, which is in California, Disneyland Paris, and Hong Kong Disneyland.
And Disney California is opening up June
4th.
Like a couple of days, right?
June 4th. Yep. 3 days from now. And if you really, really are the big nerd out there, like the rest of us are, Google Earth just recently updated their visuals of that theme park. So if you go to Google Earth and you Google Earth Disney California Adventure, you will see all the Avengers buildings and paraphernalia that's there that's going to be launching in 2 or 3 days. It's there to look online.
You can even see Phase 2, which is kind of marked out, but they haven't finished or done yet.
Footprints, right?
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
So what? Let's go back in history. So originally in 2017, every year Disney has a kind of an expo. It's called D23, and it's where they talk to their audience and their investors. And in 2017, at the D23 Expo, they announced that these Avengers-themed areas were coming to Disney parks at some point in time. Not the Florida-based ones because of the restrictions that Universal has, but every other park was going to have some type of Avengers-based theme park area. Restrictions that Universal owns doesn't allow them to use the name Marvel in any of those parks, but they can use Avengers, they can use those characters, just not the word Marvel. It's just really weird. But in September of 2018, they shut down A Bug's Land. So the Pixar movie A Bug's Life has a theme park area in Disney's California Adventure called A Bug's Land. If you've ever been to Animal Kingdom in Florida, they have a Bug's Life area there as well.
It's like a movie show underneath the Tree of Life.
The Tree of Life. In Florida.
Yeah,
In California, they had Bug's Land, which was a part of the theme park that was based on A Bug's Life, the movie. They closed that down in 2018.
Uh-huh.
And right next to it, they had taken the Tower of Terror and converted it into the Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout ride. And that's open. It's been operational. It's working for a while. But A Bug's Land was right next door to it, and they shut it down in 2018. And that was supposed to open. The new Avengers campus area there was supposed to open in 2020. And it got pushed back and delayed because of COVID. And they were like, we're not doing any of this. So in July of 2020, that's when it was supposed to launch, but it was delayed. And now they say, okay, now it's going to happen June 4th of 2021. So this is literally like 3 days from now. It's supposed to be in its own timeline. And what they mean by that is the characters are following some of the things that we've seen in the MCU, but where they are and who they are and whether they're alive or dead is outside of the MCU timeline. So an example would be in the MCU, Tony Stark is dead.
Yes.
But in Avengers Campus in the Disney World parks, Iron Man can exist.
Correct.
He can be there.
Sure.
Because he's not dead there.
Yeah.
So they wanted, you know, the fans that are coming to the parks to understand that the Avengers Campus area of the theme park operates in its own timeline.
Yeah, they made a big deal about that. So, right. I mean, because they want to...
They want to use the characters, even if Black Widow is dead, you know, in the
MCU. She's still going to be at the theme park.
You can still see her at the theme park. And you can have your picture taken with her and all that. And why are we going to give up on these characters because we killed them off in the MCU?
Right.
And we're not going to do that.
No.
So they made that very clear. So let's go into what is going to be in the Avengers campus, because it's really cool. I mean, it's super cool. There is a ride that is opening up in 3 days called Web Slingers.
Yeah.
And if you've ever been to the Toy Story ride, I know it's at Hollywood Studios in Disney, Florida, Disney World. I believe there's another one, another version of this in Disneyland as well. The Toy Story ride there, you're riding in a cart, and the cart spins you around and faces you towards a TV screen, and then you have a little thing you can shoot. You're trying to shoot things out of the air.
You shoot darts, you shoot rings,
you're throwing pies, all those things. But it's
all virtual reality.
The cart you're in serpentines up and down between TV screens, and it points you at TV screen. You can shoot things out of the air. Yeah. It's the exact same concept, but it's now called Web Slingers. And the idea is you get introduced to Peter Parker, the college student, quote-unquote, and it happens to be Tom Holland.
He filmed a lot of it.
He filmed roles for this.
Yeah.
And he's designing this robot called
It's like a little spider.
Spider-Bot. He designed a Spider-Bot, and they kind of run rampant. All of a sudden, this machine that he's using to create the Spider-Bots goes out of control, and the Spider-Bots go out of control as well.
Right.
And then you go along this ride, and you now have the task of retrieving all these spider bots with Spider-Man's help.
And it's all motion censored. There's no thing.
There's nothing. No thing you're pointing. No. There's no.
You just have glasses for the 3D.
You have 3D glasses, and you use your hand to make the motion of Spider-Man casting his web,
and it shoots
out at the screen. And I mean, I think it's going to be incredible.
Oh, it's amazing. State-of-the-art technology. They have sensors throughout the little. Ride or the.
And they can see
bucket.
Where you're pointing, and they can see when you make the motion with your
motion
hand.
Motion censored, yeah.
But Tom Holland is in it, and the Spider Bots feature prominently, and that ride will be opening up in 3 days, and that's fantastic. Another section of Avengers Campus is called the Ancient Sanctum. So this is the concept of, well, we know the three sanctums in the Doctor Strange movie. One was in New York, one was in Hong Kong, one was in London.
Yeah.
And they're like, what if there's a sanctum in California in this timeline, right? So you have a sanctum for the wizards, right? And Doctor Strange is there. And this sanctum that they have in California Adventure, if you've ever been to...
It's kind of like the Jedi training thing down in Disney World, right?
Right. So you used to be able to go to Jedi training. So they would pull you out of the audience and they bring you up on stage. We're going to train these five people in the ways of the Jedi. And they train you. And then all of a sudden the stormtroopers would attack and you had to like defend them.
Right.
And it's going to be very similar. Doctor Strange character is going to be there. And he's like, I got to train some people, disciples in the way of the magic. And then, you know, they're going to be attacked by the forces of Dormammu and and so things like that. So that's going to be, it's like a stage show. That's where the ancient sanctum is going to be.
And I think it's also going to be a place for character meet and greets and things like that. Yeah.
Yep. And then they have the Avengers HQ, which right now is a building. There's a Quinjet that's parked on top of it. Looks really cool. If you look at Google Earth, it's there. Right now, the Avengers HQ building itself is meant to just be a place where they have the stage show for the Avengers. So every 60 minutes, every 90 minutes, the Avengers pop in and somebody's attacking them. And they have all these things that, you know, Captain America.
It's not just a building. It's an actual stage off the ground where they're going to have some things.
And they're going to have like a live action stage show that happens every certain number of minutes.
And a robotic Spider-Man.
Yeah. And that's one. They developed this crazy robot that they launch from one part of the park to the other, and it has the ability to kind of know where it is in the air and kind of do these different poses. It's amazing watching what they've done online. But that's going to be crazy, too, to watch that. But this Avengers HQ building eventually is going to be part of the Phase 2 opening.
Phase 2,
right? So Avengers
Campus...
You can
see this on Google Earth if you check it out.
Avengers Campus Phase 2 was supposed to open later this year, but everything was pushed back because of COVID. So now they're moving phase two, kind of. They're not really telling us when this is going to happen, but phase two is supposed to include a ride attached to the Avengers campus building that's going to be the Quinjet ride.
Mm-hmm.
And right now they're still saying it's going to be a Quinjet ride. So you'll be able to go behind the Avengers campus building or through it into the Quinjet ride. They say that they're reserving the right to change it. They're not sure what they're going to do with it now, but it's from what we understand, it's going to be a Quinjet ride, which may be like a very virtual reality type of ride. It may be very similar to what they did with Galaxy's Edge and Star Wars. And
it's going to be something where you are assigned a exoskeleton type of apparatus. So I think it's going to be virtual reality, exoskeleton, and you are going to have to help the Avengers battle something in the virtual reality.
It may be very similar to the Avatar ride that they have in Animal Kingdom in Florida.
What was that thing that came around, and I missed the boat on it, but you and I talked about it. It was in malls. It was somewhere, and the things, it was a virtual reality thing, and they switched it up. Like, they switched it up. It was like a Jurassic Park, but there was a short time where it was Avengers, and it was all, I can't remember, Silver Line or something like that.
I know what you're talking about. I don't know if that's going to be it, and I think it's going to be more in line.
No, I agree with you. I think it's going to be more of a ride and that kind of thing, but more of like a, you strapped into your exoskeleton and you ride through the thing.
I mean, honestly, if you've been to Galaxy's Edge, the Star Wars area in Hollywood Studios in Florida, they have a ride there that is literally like the best Star Wars ride ever. And I wouldn't be surprised if that's what they're doing with this Avengers land.
I agree.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, it's like part walking through areas and then part getting in a vehicle and driving through. I think they're going to do something very similar to that.
I think they should.
Yeah.
I mean, that's been extremely successful.
Yep. And then, so we know that these phase two areas are opening up at some point in time. We just don't know when. They have new retail spaces there. There are some shops where you'll be able to buy, not Marvel, but you know, Avengers themed merchandise. And there's going to be an area there where you can build your own spider bot. So the spider bots that are in,
just like the Jedi lightsaber thing that's hugely successful.
And then in Galaxy's Edge, you can build your own lightsaber. You can also build your own BB-8. This is more in line with that BB-8 area there. You can build a spider bot, and I think there's four themed ones. There's a Thor based one, a Black Widow based one, an
Iron
Man based
one,
Black Panther. The spider bots, you can get remote control. Well, what do you want to put on? And it, you know, pay your $150 or whatever and get a spider bot and bring it home.
Yeah, that's cool.
So really, really excited. And for those of you in California that are going to be able to see this in a few days, I envy you. I'm sure it's going to be fantastic. We're probably going to be seeing YouTube videos of people seeing it for the first time in the next few days.
Yeah. There's also one more building called the PIM particle food testing area.
That one hasn't opened yet. They don't know what's in it yet, but yes, we knew what's happening.
Yeah.
There.
I mean, obviously it's the pictures that I've seen. They're going to have
the food court for this area.
It's the food court, and they're going to be having like huge pretzels, you know, that are gone through some mechanism where they're like giant pretzels and things like that. And they're going to have giant ketchup bottles and soda bottles.
Right. And the meatballs, like they have like a giant meatball.
Giant meatball.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool too.
Yeah,
but they got to feed people.
Exactly. So I just thought that was really cool to go through. And again, I really hope that, you know, all you guys are in California that are going to see this, hopefully. I do plan on making a trip to Disney World in August. No, as we talked about, no Marvel on the agenda over there, but we'll have some time down there with the family in August. But
any questions, or if you guys know something about the Disneyland Avengers campus,
please let us know.
Comics.
See,
and, yeah, absolutely.
I'm looking forward to hearing people's reviews of it and thoughts about it. So do we have any listener questions this week?
We do have one.
Okay, let's go.
We do have one from West Hollywood, California. Zia Sabir has asked, is it true that Angelina Jolie's character, Thena, in the movie's Eternals, is the cousin of Thanos?
I think all the Eternals are cousins of Thanos. Thanos
is
an Eternal.
He's part an Eternal.
He's an Eternal, but he has the deviant gene. So he that's why he looks the way he does. He is an Eternal, but he was unfortunately blessed with the deviant gene, which made him look the way he looks. So yeah, I mean, I think all the Eternals are cousins of Thanos.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So Zia, yes.
Yes, Zia, good job. Good detective work there. there were some rumors that Thanos may have a cameo in the Eternals movie, or that we may see
a young Thanos
or a young Thanos, or the young version of Thanos. And that could happen.
Interesting.
I can't confirm or deny that, but it would make sense. I mean, he is an Eternal,
yeah.
Long lived and you know, not immortal, but has a you know, the ability to live for a very long
Excellent.
Time. So, yeah,
thank you,
great
Professor.
Question.
Wait a minute. Do you hear that? I hear the bell.
All right.
I hear the bell.
Well, that's it for us this week. We'll be back next week for more Super Talk. To get in touch with us on social media, please hit us up via email, supertalkpodcast@outlook.com or at supertalkpod on Twitter. Until then, stay super, everyone. We'll be right back.